we went into the hotel, and they sent up sandwiches for us about 1:30. So that we, or I guess we got in around 1, and by the time we ate and everything, it was 1:30, quarter to, and we went to bed. So the next morning when we got up, we had a corner room, and with the typical Spanish windows that our house also has that open out, you know, rather than lift up. And I opened up the window and pulled up the blinds, and oh, saw the most beautiful view of the Sierra Nevada, the snow caps in the Sierra Nevada, just as the song says. Really is magnificent. The first thing I could think of was that it looked like a whipped cream on top of an ice cream soda, you know, or an ice cream sundae. And really, the sun shining on it was magnificent. As I said, I don't think that my vocabulary is good enough to describe it, other than saying it was majestic and just beautiful. We had breakfast, continental style, of course, they send it up, and then we took a guided tour to the Alhambra, which, of course, is the thing to see in Granada. It was built by the Moors in the 13th and 14th century, and it's still pretty much intact, and it is something to see. We enjoyed it so much. The guide told us that the term Moor includes both the Arabs and the Moors. Anyone from Islam was included in that. And they called the place that we went to see the Alhambra, which means red hill, because of the clay and the dirt. Apparently there was a lot of iron in the soil. And the Hanabalife, which means high gardens or the city. And oh, it's just, it's today still, and you can imagine what it must have been like in the earlier centuries. It's all, the gardens are all terraced and just beautifully done. And the whole area is landscaped very, very nicely. And they have many fountains and running water all throughout the gardens. And this, of course, is from the Sierra Nevada. And the first place that we visited was the Hanabalife, or the sort of like the city. And I did buy some slides, which I will send home to you, both of that and of Semana Santa festivities in Granada. I didn't take them myself. However, when I take pictures, I'll send them home too. They have many walls of trees trimmed, you know, designed or sculptured as walls. And these are cypresses. Of course, cypresses are very famous in Spain. I'm sure you've heard of the book, The Cypresses Also Believe in God, the story about the Spanish Revolution. But anyhow, in this area, the Hanabalife, all of the walls that are sculptured out of these cypresses are from the early centuries. And they have a small amphitheater, much smaller, of course, than the ones in the Acropolis at Athens, but of course, not nearly as old either, but on the same idea. And now they have summer festivals there, the ballet, Spanish ballet, which of course is flamenco dancing, things like that. And on our tour, the guide spoke Spanish, English, and German. And of course, the Germans were typically German. All Germans carry cameras, at least they did in Germany, and they did here. And one of the German women spoke English quite well. She was a Belgian married to a German. And we had a very nice talk with her. And there were a couple Spaniards on the tour also. And French is also spoken, but not in our particular group. All of the wood, it was interesting to note that all of the wood that was used for the carving was imported from the cedars of Lebanon. Apparently, even in those days, they spared no expense for this place. And I can just visualize it with all the tapestry and the people walking around, just what it must have been like. We left main part of the Hanabalife, as they call it, or the high gardens, and went over to what would have been the king's palace. And they had three gates. I'm sure Alice probably remembers some of these, this from her history. And, three areas to see in the palace. And the first was the Gate of Justice. Now, I can remember hearing about this in school someplace, whether it was grammar school or college, I don't remember. But right over